All right, a pleasure bringing Tom McCarthy in. That is the TV voice of the Philadelphia Phillies. Tommy, this weekend, interesting pitching for the Phillies.
Yeah, it is interesting, Marty. I think a lot of people are wondering about bounce backs for a lot of the guys. So Noah Syndergaard has been really good since the Phillies brought him over from the Angels. He's different than he was with the Angels, though. He's not throwing his four-seamer and his curveball as much. He's more of a sinker-slider guy. And the theory behind that is that they're similar in velocity. So they want constant movement from him. And up until his last outing, it worked really well. He is giving up more hits, I think, than people anticipated. But I think from a deadline standpoint, Jordan Montgomery from the Cardinals has been the biggest pickup from a pitching standpoint. And I think Noah, statistically, is the second guy that people are pointing toward. I mean, you know as well as I do, you're not going to find CC Sabathia at the trade deadline every single year. But I think for Noah, I think it's been a I think he's been good. He's been a good fit. He's a competitor. And I think that's one of the good things that we like about him. Sunday, Ranger Suarez, I think, it's a really important start for him. Because in his last outing against the Diamondbacks, he was awesome for three innings, and then he wasn't. And that's unlike him on so many levels. I thought he got into trouble against the Diamondbacks when he got into the stretch, which is, again, very much unlike him. He's an extremely athletic pitcher. Going back to the start of last year, he has the fourth most assists for a pitcher in all of Major League Baseball. But the leader is Max Fried, but Max Fried has about 100 more innings than he does. So I bring that up because I really think that if people watched him with wide eyes and objectivity, I actually think he has a chance to win the Gold Glove this year on the mound. Now, that may not happen because he's still a young kid, and it's going to be hard to wrestle that away from Max Fried, whose numbers are really good too. But I think that he's been extremely, extremely important to this team as a fielder when he's pitching as well. Good fastball life. He's been really good around the zone, not middle of the zone, but around the zone up until the Diamondbacks start. I think he's one of the more enjoyable pitchers to watch in the National League.
Ooh, boy, great preview. Tom McCarthy, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Marty. Thank you.